That's very nice. This is the theme music.
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles Title.
Miles Title, hey, how you doing, Miles?
Yeah, I was doing good, yes. How you doing, cunt?
What did you just call me?
Hey, Bob. Bob.
What the hell?
Did I say cunt? I meant Bob. Bob.
I want to tell you right now, Miles, I got a giant pussy right next to me. Yes, I do.
Well, you're looking in the mirror.
No, my cat's right here. He's laying next to me.
Oh, yes. What's your pussy's name? What's your pussy's name, Bob?
A furry.
Furry.
Oh, we got an emergency here. Hold on a second, all right?
Yes.
I just got word that my dog may be here. You guys got to hold on. I got to stop recording. Hold on. If you want to record something while I'm gone, go right ahead here.
Yes, yes.
So evidently the dog is okay. I had to run away momentarily there to check on my dog. Evidently either my son stepped on his foot or I don't know what the deal was. They were wrestling. I don't know what's going on down there. But dog is okay there, Miles.
Are all the Legos accounted for? Because I'm just saying, the dog is walking weird. And
no, I checked. I'm a trained veterinarian, and I did a full examination of the dog, and but my pussy ran away. So
yeah, the body cavity search of the dog.
I did. My pussy did run away as soon as all that excitement was happening. So
We've all been there.
Without the pussy now. So
yeah, well, it happens.
That's a lifelong thing for you, but that's.
I got an orange one right between my legs right now. Matter of fact, so.
An orange pussy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is that your own? Is it attached? Or
Mr. Jinx.
Or is it possibly just one of those ones you got in the back of a magazine somewhere?
No, it's Mr. Jinx.
Oh, it's Mr. Jinx. Okay.
Mr. Jinx, yeah.
Is that anything like Nurse Cockles?
not quite. No, not quite. No, Mr. Jinx is actually a cat. So,
oh, okay.
So everyone's clear on this. So
I guess we should reveal that guy snickering in the background is Byron Duddle. From the Gunk UK, he's here with us tonight.
Yes, I'm here.
And talking with us a little while ago. And we're working on the Gunk cast. I was, and then Miles, I think, is going to here in a few minutes. So,
yes, I've got my big Space Trek production going. I'm trying to make it a wrap, get everybody done. It's only been going for the last, what, like 8 months now?
I was going to say, this is like fucking Lord of the Rings or something. They're taking all the parts of New Zealand or whatever.
Well, yeah. I think I'm going to shop the script around after I'm done. I think
I think you should do something with it. That's for sure.
I'll think of something.
So so Byron's going to sit in with us tonight, so we may hear from him as well on any number of subjects. Byron, are you okay with the pussy there? You got the pussy okay?
Yeah, my end of this. Yeah, we're okay over here. I'm okay.
All fine here. How are you?
Yeah,
I know. I think. Are you still with company there in your area, there, Byron?
No, my shorties are upstairs now. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I just thought I may have been too inappropriate because earlier he had some kids with him. So.
But I got T-Rex. Oh, I'm sorry. The pussy here is T-Rex. That's the dog, the Gunk UK mascot. So he's sitting here.
Oh, the dog's with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That dog goes after your nuts, man. Be careful.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, speaking of Nurse Cockles, we got a comment from Moxie Magnus. Her name. And she is the Starfleet cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, Byron, the picture of the person in drag as like
Yes, I do.
That's a persona called Moxie Magnus, and she has a Facebook page, if you look it up, Moxie Magnus.
I think I saw it.
And she does a show, a Moxie Magnus show. And it's actually, I watched a couple. It's pretty interesting. And it's funny, and it's very Star Trek-y, and I enjoyed it. So I would suggest you take it out. I think it's moxiemagnus.blogspot.com. If not, just Google Moxie Magnus and you'll find her out there. She is a man. I don't know. See, I always these etiquette things. I want to say she because that's what he's portraying is a woman, right? And so,
yeah,
you know, you should say she, but it's a man portraying a woman. So, anyhow.
So Miles had a legitimate semi-celebrity experience. Well,
yeah, there you go, well, real celebrity.
Yeah, you know, it was all right. You know, I was kept waiting a little bit, which
that's what you like.
Because I know the anticipation of it is like
you love to be kind of led on and put in the holding pattern. That's
I guess.
Thing.
Yeah, that's my thing. That's you peg me. You peg me exactly. Exactly. Guilty.
You like it's like one of those fetishes or something you got. That's keep me waiting.
Wow, anticipation, man.
Anticipation, yeah. They call that the Heinz factor.
Yeah, I guess.
You got a lot of Heinz factor going on.
don't say stuff like that while I'm drinking, okay? Jesus Christ.
Funny thing is, if you tap on his, the 57 he's got tattooed on him, he'll just come right out there, you know?
Well, a good time was had by all. That's
right. Just tap on that 57, ting ting with your knife or whatever, and there it goes, right on out. Yep, the old Heinz factor.
There you go. Yeah. You called me out on that one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! I just thought that was great. We got Moxie commented, enjoyed the show. That's what she said. I hope she appreciates. You know. Likes the humor. We're not here to be mean or whatever. It's just good fun. So.
No. Thank you for taking.
We love Moxie. That's why you got a picture and everything because it's fantastic.
We like to break new ground with the show. You know, we like to.
That's right. I actually invited. Did you ever get around to inviting Moxie to do the show?
No, I told you to do it.
Oh well, I did it. I thought maybe you were going to do it, but I did it. But I haven't heard back yet. So hopefully Moxie will join us. I
you know,
really appreciate that.
I don't have good luck inviting people on the show.
Well, no, because Byron, since you're here being our audience of one, I had a situation where I had garnered a conversation with one Will Wheaton. Do you know who Will Wheaton is?
Sounds familiar.
He is Wesley Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Will Wheaton, he's in Stand By Me.
Okay, I know you're talking.
He's an actor, famous Hollywood actor, and a writer now. He's a writer now. And I had emailed him, and I had a couple of email a little conversation going, and I was trying to get him to come on the show.
Really?
Yes, and I almost had him come on the show until Miles decides to ask the question via email. Miles?
I don't recall. I really don't recall.
You were asking who had the longest penis while you were making Stand By Me. Was it Will Wheaton, Corey Feldman, River Phoenix, or
I think I said who had the shortest. I think I was saying who had the shortest.
Shortest. Sorry.
Wow.
And the kid, Jerry.
Jerry.
The fat kid was. He's a famous guy now.
Jerry McConnell.
McConnell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry McConnell, whose wiener was the whatever. And, of course, at that point, Will Wheaton stops talking to me.
Wow.
I had him. He was going. He literally was going to talk to us on the show. It was like if we could just figure out a time and so forth, it was going to happen. I know it was going to happen. And then the asshole title gets on and talks about wieners, and that's the end of that. You know what I mean? This guy's a respected actor and writer, and then you got to go throw a wiener question about kids.
Nice going.
I mean, oh, now, granted, he's an adult now, you know, and he did that movie a long time ago. I mean, an acceptable question might have been, you know, how was it working with Rob Reiner? How was, you know, working with River Phoenix?
No, he gets those questions all the time. Come on.
I'm sure he does, and that's why he doesn't answer people who ask those questions.
I just thought, you know, if I push the envelope a little bit, you know, if, you know.
I'm like, yeah, that was our biggest star. We were, and there was a time where I was trying to get interviews and we were climbing this ladder of talking to people, and he would have been our biggest star to date. And then since then, I haven't been able to talk to anybody. So, you know.
I pretty much have sidetracked us with everybody.
Our biggest,
hey, we almost
been Martin Sargent from, Tech TV, but that's
we almost had Corey Feldman.
Almost Corey.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
We
yeah,
almost
you
had
talked
Corey
to him
Feldman.
About his wiener. I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
I'm not
well,
sure
Miles, didn't you go to see Corey?
Yeah,
you
saw
actually saw Corey at.
Yeah. He walked right past me. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
As he should, because you'll probably ask him about wieners.
No, I didn't know what I would say to him. Actually, he was all weird, man. I was like, oh, okay.
So, yeah, so anyway,
some little leprechaun guy walking around, yeah, it's boom.
You know, Mr. Skin is another big interview. That actually went well because I usually got to keep Miles out of the interview recruitment process because of this, so.
That was probably our best interview that I was most involved in, I think.
Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Skin. You loved talking to Mr. Skin, that's for sure. So anyway, Miles, I have a story, but it's not a firsthand story.
Okay.
But I really don't have much anything else going on. I've been out and about a lot here lately, and the problem has been, I don't know, it's just been very vanilla. You know, nothing really has been happening around me, but I was in the car. I dropped my wife off to run in to get a few things at the Quickie store. And I was waiting in the car, and she comes back out laughing. And she's, I'm like, what are you laughing about? And she's like, well, I was just in the Dollar General. You know what? You guys have Dollar Generals around your house? Byron, you got Dollar General up there?
I think so.
Oh, you never go. You're too good for the Dollar General, huh?
No.
So I drive. She runs to the Dollar General and she's laughing and she said, "I go, well, what happened?" And she's like, "Well, you know, the Dollar General in our neck of the woods, you run the gambit of society. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got the sterno drinkers and then you got the people driving Mercedes and they all go to the Dollar General because, I mean, to be honest with you, literally." You got to drive like 20 miles to get anywhere, and so it's the most convenient thing around. You know what I mean? The Dollar General is smart because they put a store within driving distance. Because I live kind of out in the way, and most other stores you got to drive away to get to Target and so forth. You know, so we're at the Dollar, and she's like, "Well, this lady, she's like, oh look at that, Andy Griffin died. That Andy Griffin just died. Yep, and died."
Jesus.
Look at that. They're saying it's a mystery death. Andy Griffin had a mystery death. Have anybody else heard about this?
A mystery death.
A mystery death. Oh my God. She's like, this lady had like four teeth in her head. She couldn't say Griffith. She had to say Griffin the whole time. And
I thought he's already dead.
He is dead. He just died not too long ago.
Yeah, I know.
A couple days ago or a week ago or whatever.
Last week.
And he, and on the Star, evidently there's some kind of mystery to his death that we are not aware of. So she was just overtaken with the power of the Andy at the Dollar General checkout line. And it was asking everybody about it. So I don't know. It sounded funny to me, but... that was basically the story. That was it. Andy Griffin's mystery death.
What, like, what did he die? Like Morrison, like in a tub or something? What
That's
was
right.
it? Like,
I heard it was a cocaine.
Oh, okay. One of these. Okay. Yeah.
He was snorting cocaine off of Angelina Jolie's butt.
He should have went like David Carradine.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, when he died, I thought that's the way you're going to die.
If you hell yeah.
If you ever get any money, that's the way you're going to die.
Or Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, Michael Hutchins from NXS. Yeah.
That's the way I want to go, man.
Yeah, you're going to die. Unfortunately, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be. You'll probably die limp because you're so heavy, you'll choke yourself to death before you even get a hard on. This Viagra's not kicking in. Oh my God, I moved the chair.
Do I have to be completely naked when I die? Or?
Oh my God, it would be scary. It would be like you know, the beginning of Jaws when they got those things hanging up in the background. That would be you. The maid would walk in and like, holy moly.
Oh God.
Yeah. Either that, or you'd break the whatever you had your rope around, and then basically you'd be sitting on your ass naked with the thing around your neck.
Nice.
These shower curtain holders don't hold much weight, do they?
It's 10-pound rope. Let me tell you.
That's right. That nylon stretches way farther than you think.
I remember Michael Hutchins. They tried to call his death a suicide for quite a while until the truth came out.
Yeah, the truth. Yeah, it was, that dude was freaky. Yeah.
Yeah.
yep. So yeah, I mean, Miles. Yeah. So what's going on with you, bud?
What's that?
What's going on with you?
Oh no, you're having some weird dropouts.
I'm sorry. What's going on with you?
No, it's like just some weird drop. Like, good.
That's my choker chain I got going on here.
I know. I don't know what you got going on there, but well,
that's the dog.
Real quickly,
barking
I was,
at me.
You know, daydreaming at work as I like to do, and I was
about.
I was thinking about another movie idea. Our last one was, you know, Time Whore.
Time Whore. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And I was thinking about more like a zombie movie, because I'm seeing these zombie films now, and I think anyone could make one.
Zombie,
you know?
Whore. That's a good one.
And I'm thinking, I had a great working title.
Stick
with
the
theme. I hope no one has it yet. But I was going to call it Zombie Apocalypse Now. Yeah.
Zombie Don't Surf. Is that what's going to be a line in there? Zombie Don't Surf!
I had it starring my friend Jeff Ray.
Oh, Christ. Poor Jeff Ray.
And he goes
he
gets all shit faced, and he goes into the porta potty and he passes out.
Oh, God. And then a meteor comes.
Yeah, and he wakes up several hours later, and it's like all zombies and stuff. I'm like, oh, man.
Good thing I just pinched a good one off, because otherwise I'd have to stop here in about an hour. So Jeff Ray's Zombie Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. I think he'd be great in it, because he's like this big, you know, fat guy like me. You know?
Yeah, it's a wonder he's not your doppelganger.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like Grizzly Adams, you know, like if Grizzly Adams got stung by a bee. You know?
he's a fat Haggerty, that's right.
Yeah, that's what he looks like, yeah.
Fat Haggerty, yeah. That's interesting, though. So is he going to be like... Is he like Kurtz, or is he like, is the Martin Sheen? What was Martin Sheen's?
Willard.
Willard. Is he Willard?
Well, I mean, it's not so much Apocalypse Now, but I thought it'd be funny to play on words of Zombie Apocalypse Now. You know?
Oh, now. Gotcha. Okay. I see.
But I thought, like, you know, he escapes the whole thing because, like, his friends tip over the porta potty, you know, like on his door. And he wakes up, like, in all this filth, you know. He's like, my God, you know.
Good thing I smell like shit. The zombies won't be after me so quickly.
So he busts out of there, but then they're, like, all zombies and stuff. I'm like, man, this would be awesome.
I don't know about that.
This would be awesome. Yeah.
I don't think that you really want to finance a movie where you got a fat guy running a lot. That's probably
Well, the last people to do that, I think, was John Candy's movie. I think it was Wagons East.
Wagons East. He kicked it, right? Let's have John Candy run a lot in a movie and hopefully he doesn't die.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I thought it'd be a funny movie, though. I mean, good. You know, I'm watching all these zombie movies now. And...
Yeah, well, I know that seems to be the trend. Yeah.
If I can interject, I remember Miles back in college. You had a film you were showing us. I think you had done it in high school of one of your friends.
It's called My Sister's
what?
In the Shower.
Did I say the wrong?
No, but
there was a movie he showed us, Bob, and it was one of his friends was running through the woods away from a mysterious psycho or something.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that, Miles?
I do remember.
Yes.
Yeah, and the guy's sitting by a fire, like a campfire, something the fire just leaps out and engulfs somebody. And...
Actually, Jeff Ray's in that movie. Jeff Ray appears in that movie, yes.
Are you serious? Wow.
He's the man who bursts into flames, actually. Yeah, he's a flamer in the movie, yeah.
I do remember that vaguely. Okay.
That
was your best movie, I think, wasn't it?
What's that?
That was your best movie, wasn't it?
Was it my best movie?
Yeah, that was your best one. What was the one with your nephew or whatever? That's your best movie.
Yeah, that one was good too, yeah.
No, I think that's the best movie you made ever.
That one with your nephew, probably.
Yeah. So Jeff Ray's already got some acting experience, is what you're telling me.
He'd do it. I don't know if he'd lay in a puddle of filth, but I think he'd do it. I don't know. He'd have to, I don't know if that'd be real filth, but, we'd have to get like,
Baby Ruth's or something, yes.
Baby Ruth's laying on by his cheeks and stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
That's nuts. He'd do the drunken part. If you get him drunk, he'll probably lay in the filth. That'll probably be the...
Oh, I got it. Okay, so he wakes up and like half his face is blue, like from the blue water. And, like in the whole movie, he's like half his skin is like blue.
He looks like Braveheart on the left side. Nice. He's a freedom.
It'd be funny. I think it'd be funny. He's walking around with toilet paper, streaming from him.
Well, I don't know.
I just thought it'd be funny. I don't know.
You got my camera up there. Write it up and get him to do it,
I think he would do it. I think he'd be down with it. He'd be like, all right, yeah, let's try it.
I don't know about the blue face part, but,
Yeah, I don't know, man, if we can get it out. He's always looking to hook up. If we can just find some girls to be in it, hook him up.
Yeah, I think you should do, like, Bikini Zombie Beach Party or something like that. That's probably more...
Okay, yeah.
That's probably more in line with
We know some actresses. I think we could get some ladies to be in it, so
yeah. The problem is the budget. You have a problem with budgeting is the thing,
That is true.
Yeah, you call me cheap all the time, but the reality is your one finger's pointing at me but three others are pointing back at you.
I'm on a little bit of a budget.
That's right.
I'm a little bit of a budget.
So that's good. I think that would be a good one. You work on that. You put that in the hopper.
All right. I'd like to see CB in it, too.
What would he do? Is he a zombie or what?
He's like the zombie drummer, and Jeff like takes the drumstick and sticks in his eye.
Oh, great. That's great.
What do you think?
Nice. That's good. That's a good zombie kill.
Doc could be in it.
Because that's what all those zombie movies are about, is the kills,
I agree. Doc would be good. Yeah, yeah.
Doc could be Ozzy, man. I'd love to see him as Ozzy. Yeah.
the sheriff!
Hey, has Doc sent you your present, I heard?
Yes. The whole group. Yeah, that was a very nice thing. Yes.
Have you ate anything with that sausage? Have you had anything to eat yet with it? Have you put stuff
I had some rice with it. It was really good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was really
spicy.
Good. I do all these guys a lot. I'm waiting till payday to do this.
So cheap.
Get them something nice.
Yeah. Hey, look, placemats for everyone.
The presidential placemats I stole from the restaurant. Right. Yeah.
At the Hojo. I got them at the Hojo. Oh, nice.
$5 gift certificates at the Hardee's or something. I don't know.
I got you placemats and coupons. Buy one, get one coupons.
I think I send them a geode. I guess buying a big ass geode and just send them a geode, man.
I thought you got a bucket full of geodes that one time. Don't you got any
left?
Yeah,
but they're all broken up. You don't want one all broken up.
Oh, I thought you got some ones that were nicer than that.
Oh, no, I've got some. I can't give those away. Those are
my you're such an asshole. Oh, the good ones? No, I got about 25. I can't give those away. Hell no.
That's her collection. She's got a collection someone gave her, man. I can't give those away.
Oh, come on now.
No, come on. What, are you crazy? I can't give that away.
All right. So Byron. Oh, go ahead. What are you going to say, Miles?
No, go ahead.
I was going to move on to Byron. Let him say something here. What's going on, Byron?
Oh, we've got actually a few things here I'd mention. Well, the Gunk UK is working on a 2012 release, possibly. I was mentioning this to Miles when you ran away for a minute there.
Help the dog. And,
That's the big, the ambition of the year before the end. Well, to backtrack a little, there was a friend of ours named Tim Alexander from Letter 17, and for whatever reason, for those podcasts, right?
Yeah.
He had encouraged us to do. That take part in the RPM challenge for 2012.
Right. And you didn't make it.
Yeah, no, we failed it completely. We flunked, but we tried to do it. Basically, the challenge is to record an album in 1 month, in the month of February, which is like a 10-song or so many minute recording, whatever. Something like 40 minutes or 10 songs. And the Gunk UK got right in the studio. We were ambitious. And, a couple things happened to strike us down. First, we had some new songs come in. You know, we had some new songs laid out. It was promising. But then our drummer, Seth, was stolen away by eHarmony.
You mean eHarmony.com, the dating site?
Yeah, that's right. He disappeared on us, yeah.
Christian Mingle. Don't let him get on that one.
Oh, my God. He met his girl. Well, he's with her still. But you know what happens with a new relationship? He disappeared. He decided... He's not a drummer anymore for a while, so...
He's getting laid. He didn't want to leave that. Come on now. Give the guy a little bit of...
I know, but that kind of threw things out of whack for the band. I didn't really say anything about this previously, but he had been disappeared for a while, and he came back, though. So we're back in motion and trying to work on some songs, and hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have our big apocalypse theme recording.
Now, Miles is looking, Miles, I think this is a new website for you to think about investing in. It's like eHarmony or Match.com, but it's for married guys who just want to screw people.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard about this. Okay.
Go on. I'm listening. Go on.
I don't know. We should call it cheaters or something. I don't know. That's a good
My idea. Wife's in a coma, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. My wife's in a coma. my wife's, she's...
Eating ain't cheating.
Yeah, I think that you should head that one up. I could see you doing the commercials. I'm not only the owner, I'm a client. Yabba, habba.
I could see that.
Yeah. Hot looking girls who like fat old guys. That's a good one. That's.
This is my girl, Joy.
All right. Well, it sounds like the Gunk UK is going to get something together now, finally, for this year and get an album out, huh?
We're trying. We're shooting for it. We have now how many months left of 2012? Well,
I think we should call it snatch.com. There you go. Sorry, my mind's jumping.
Hey, by the way, I want to make a mention of this too. Is somebody posted a picture on Facebook? One of our friends, Nikki.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, you saw the picture, Nikki. Can I say your last name?
Well, she, oh yeah, Nikki, she's done an interview with us through Facebook before.
Right, right.
We'll
anyway,
Nikki. Anyway, yeah, Nikki, was this the runway stuff?
She, no, but she actually, I'm not going to mention the name of the village, but she's posing with.
Oh, the cop car.
With the cop car. Yeah, the police officer, and there's the cop car. Yeah. I swear to you that she looks like she's standing in front of my house.
That's wild.
I think it's on my block. I swear.
What would she be getting arrested for?
She's just posing. I wish I looked out my window and saw this. I think she's in front of my house in this photo. It really looks like the street I live on. But
it's just a fantasy. Whoa-ho-ho-ho.
Yeah,
we were just gonna go bust up this meth lab here, Nick. You want to get a picture with us?
Well, you know, the Gunk UK, when we practice, if we ever have a practice at my house, we usually the police do show up. So if only we saw that Nikki was out there with him. I mean, if that was the case.
Along. Yeah, right along.
She's doing a ride along.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh, you guys are terrible. Well, any other news from anybody before we wrap this thing up?
No.
Miles, no? All right.
No.
Any other celebrities you want to, you know, make not want to talk to us or anything?
I've blown my wad, dude. I can't get anyone on here, man.
All right. Well, Miles, if they wanted to look at a lot of your perverted pictures that you put on Facebook, how would they do that?
You can find me at Bob Lament on Facebook. Is my name, Bob Lament. Latin perv.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No problem. And how about you, Byron? What's the easiest way to get a hold of you on the internet there?
Well, you could just look up the Gunk UK or Gunkcast. Google Gunkcast, you'll find me. Well, we're gunkcast.tumblr.com.
Yep.
And then the Gunk UK. Actually, we've got a new website in the works, and you may have heard
about
that.
Yeah, I know. We still haven't worked on that yet.
There's a new website that we're trying to get running for the Gunkcast and for the Gunk UK. But in the meantime, yeah, we got the Facebook page, and for both the podcast and the band, and then the Tumblr site.
And you're Byron Duddle on Facebook, or?
No, I'm on Twitter. But Smidge, you know my band name, he's on Facebook. Smidge Kirtlebaum.
All right, well, and you can always find us at Static Radio on Twitter, Static Radio on Facebook, and please, if you'd like to, I can't see the number right now, but you can always come to the homepage, staticradio.com, click on the Call Me button, and it will call, and you can leave us a message via Google Voice for free until at least till the end of the year they pull the plug on the thing. And, you know, you can write us at Bob Lament, Miles Tile, staticradio.com. All right, boys. Till next time.